There was once a king who was so busy ruling his kingdom in justice and peace that he forgot to get married and have children. It can happen. Well, one day he was looking at himself in the mirror and he said, "Oh, I'm old." Well, he didn't mind getting old so much, but he did mind leaving his kingdom without an heir, a king or a queen, when he died. So he decided to have a competition. Anyone could take part, rich or poor, young or old, girl or boy, and the one who passed the competition the best would be the new king. Word was sent out, and among all those who heard about the competition was a young boy, and he thought to himself, "Oh, well, I can, so I think I will." So on the day of the competition, that boy got all dressed up in his finest clothes and headed down to the palace. Well, you should have seen the people who had gathered there. They were rich and wise and powerful people. And the boy looked around and he thought to himself, "Oh, I can't compete with this." And he started to leave. But just as he did, the curtains were drawn, the trumpets were blown, and the king appeared. "Welcome, all of you taking part in this competition today. Perhaps one of you shall be king or queen. Now in my hand is a bag. In the bag are seeds. I shall give each one of you a seed. And the one who grows the finest plant in 6 months shall be king or queen." The boy thought to himself, "Well, I can grow a seed." And he took his seed and he ran all the way home. And he got a pot and he filled it up with rich soil and planted the seed and put it in the sun and watered it every day. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months passed, but still nothing had grown in the pot. He tried a little more sun, a little less water. He tried everything. 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Empty pot. On the day of the competition, his mother came out and saw the boy just kicking the dust with his feet, and she said to him, "Isn't this the day of the competition? Why aren't you getting dressed up and going to see the king?"
"Well, because, mother, I didn't grow anything. What's the point?"
"Well, the point is that you've done your best. You should see it through." And so the boy picked up his empty pot and made his way to the palace. You should have seen what it was like in there. It was like a forest. People were carrying these great big pots with fruit trees and flowering trees and creepers and palms, and he was here with an empty pot. You can imagine how he felt. The boy looked around and he thought, "Oh, I can't compete with this." And he turned to go, but just as he was about to go, the curtains were drawn, the trumpets were blown, and the king appeared.
"Welcome, all of you, taking part in my competition today. Perhaps one of you will be king. Line up. Let me see what you've grown."
And the boy thinks to himself, "Oh, well, I've come this far." And so he goes to the end of the line. He can hear the king saying, "Marvellous, magnificent," as all the people are filing by with their great big plants. And when it comes time for the little boy, he's all scrunched over and he scurries by so that the king doesn't notice that he's got an empty pot. And as he's scurrying by, suddenly there's a heavy hand on his shoulder. And he thinks to himself, "Oh no, I've upset the king." And he looks up and he sees the king's face. And there is the king beaming at him. And then he hears the king say, "We have found a new king."
"What? Excuse me. How could I be king? I've only got an empty pot."
And the king said loudly so that everyone could hear,
"I don't know where you got your plants from, but the seeds that I had given you
had been boiled for a night and a day. They were dead. Nothing could have grown from the seeds that I gave you. And only one of you had the courage and the honesty to stand before me with an empty pot. He has the makings of being a king.